Obona ngokutsha kwenhlelo kulinhlanganiso omnumzana Lawrence Mashungu uthi lokho kuvele obale emhlanganeni yokufundisa lokukhuthaza abatsha elizweni jikelele ukuba baphatheke kwezokubhalisela ukuyavota ofana lomhlangano abayenzele emzini omkhulu we-Epworth kuyona le impela nsonto.
We had a road show at Ruben Shopping Center. We had another one at Overspew Shopping Center. We also had the last one at Solani Shopping Center. And one thing that we found out is that there are very high levels of ignorance, especially amongst our participants. Not only amongst the young people, but even amongst the old people. It was so much shocking. To such an extent that some people whom we thought that they might know the information, they did not even know. And a very good example was when we asked one of the local business person, he said that you can even use your driver's license to register as a voter and to vote.
Inhlanganiso ibize lo mculo lodumo extra large kulumbuthano we-Epworth njengendlela yokuhuga abatsha ukuba bephatheke kiyo bethole ulwazi mayelana nalokhetho. Uthi kuyadanisa ukubona ukuba ayikho imbiko enje emisakazweni nakuzindaba ngesikhathi imele ibe itholakala kundawana yonke ngobuningi bayo. Ethe kukhanya nohulumende wemanyano engakhuthaleli ukukhuthaza ukusabalala kwembiko enje. Ethi inhlanganiso yakhe ifuna ukuba abatsha bazi okudingakalayo ukuba beyobhalisela ukuvota.
They need to have a national ID. They also need to have proof of residence. You can use the utility bills, but we know that for young people, the utility bills normally they are not in their names. So the landlord can still write a small piece of paper to say that this person resides at this address and also attach the utility bill. You can take those documents to the registrar's office and you'll be assisted to register as a voter. It is also very, very important for those who voted to go out and make sure that they inspect whether their names are still there on the voters' roll or not.
Uthi abatsha lozulu kumele bazi ukuba ukubhalisela ukuvota kuyinto eyenzakala zikhathi zonke emahofisini kamabhalane jikelele welizwe ku-Registrar General, hatshi ngezikhathi zokhetho kuphela. Ethi balakho ukuyabhalisa phakathi kweviki kula mahofisi kundawana ezijeneyo zelizwe. Umqondisi we-Youth Agenda Trust uMnumzana Fortune Nyamande uthi kuyadanisa ukuba abatsha lokhe besabela endabeni eziqakathekileyo ezifana nokuphatheka kukhetho eyinto ebumba elakusasa labo ngenxa yezizathu ezilula.
Elections in Zimbabwe have become synonymous with violence. So most young people would really not want to be part to anything that concerns politics. And this includes elections, and this also then includes registering to vote as a voter. The registration process is not accessible to young people. There's an issue of violence. Then there's also the issue of misinformation.
Uthi inhlanganiso yabo ibamba imihlangano lamalunga edalela eParliamente, amasenetha lezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende ngenhloso yokukhuthaza ukuba amahofisi kamabhalane welizwe avule endaweni eziningi zelizwe njalo asebenze ngendlela ezakwenza ukuba kube lula kwabantu-ke abasakhulayo ukuba benelise ukubhalisela ukuvota. Ethi ama-roadshow abo angena kundawana zonke zelizwe lasemaphandleni ikakhulu alokhe elokusalela kwezentuthuko. Uthe babhekana lobunzima emaphandleni wokalelwa-ke ilungelo lokubamba imihlangano kwezinye indawo kunye labosobhuku ama-DA lezinduna ezingasekeli eminye yemihlangano yabo. LeZimbabwe likhangelelwe ukuqhuba ukhetho lonyaka lokwamukela loba ukwala ukwamukela ugalo olukhangelele ukuba yisekelo sombuso esitsha i-referendum oluzalandelwa lukhetho lokudinga umongameli namalunga edalela ephalamende le-senate. Abatsha babikwa belokhu belinani eliphansi kakhulu lokuphatheka kukhetho elizweni. Ngimele i-Studio 7 eHarare, ngingu-Mark Peter Ntambe.